All right, let's talk some NRL, some Mighty Melbourne Storm is what we would like to do. And things didn't go to plan perhaps last week for the Mighty Melbourne Storm. But it's the origin period, and we know it's always a bit of a challenge for the boys. But that's not something we'll ever accept from Frank Panisi's perspective, the general manager of footy at the Mighty Melbourne Storm, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Harv. How are you?
I'm going very well, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I think you're kind of you to try to look for excuses with Origin, but no, it was one of those poor performances on Sunday night. To be brutally honest with you, can't remember a poorer performance for a very long time. It was certainly not acceptable by our standards, and something that we're pretty keen to rectify as quickly as possible, starting this coming Sunday against the Sharks.
Yes, I was trying to be a bit positive and just give you some chance to move forward. But it did seem odd because, if I'm not mistaken, was it 14-all at one stage?
14-all at half-time. We started poorly. They went to a 12-0 lead really quickly in the game, or 10-0 or something like that anyway, before we could even just get into the game. But the players did extremely well working their way back into the game. And as you said, half we went 14-all half time, and we felt really good about ourselves. And,
yeah.
But the second half started like the first half. They scored two quick tries before we even could take our seats, and then we just didn't respond after that. As I said, the start of both halves were poor, but probably the most disappointing part is how we finished the game. We just to concede 45 points is something we haven't done for 9 years.
Wow.
And something that we're not really proud of, but something we have to correct and correct quickly.
So I must admit, I had to do a double take. I saw the scoreline at half-time at 14-0, game on, the Storm are in this again, and all of a sudden it's 45-20 at the end. I had to double take, Frank. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. What was the feedback from the coach on this?
Oh, as you can imagine, not great. He was not happy with the performance, and nor should he be. I thought he was... But it was, in terms of the game was probably lost with 10 minutes to go, but I just thought very unlike ourselves. We probably gave away some points at the end that we just was really disappointing and blew that scoreline out, as you suggested, which, again, is something that we take a lot of pride in. Even when we don't win games, we want to fight to the death, and we didn't do that on Sunday for whatever reason. I just think that's something that... it's been spoken about pretty strongly. It was put to bed on Monday, having said that, but, something I'm not going to dwell on for the rest of the week. It was a pretty thorough review, but at the same time, we quickly have moved on to the Sharks and getting a home game and playing our best. So it's just one of those consistency things this year that's just disappointing us the most. We can't seem to string two wins together. We've only done it once, but our whole season's been win-loss, and we've got to start getting some consistency the way we're playing. We've got a lot of belief in the way what this team can do, but it's the consistency that's letting us down.
So it's more mental than physical, do you think, all this?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's between the ears, and I think it's something that... and that comes with the experience as well. I mean, we've got a younger group than we've had for a very long time, but again, that's something that we don't want to look at for an excuse. We know that takes time as well, but performances like last Sunday are it's not acceptable. So the boys are pretty keen to really bounce back and bounce hard on Sunday, especially against the Sharks on home ground. And it's a game we're really looking forward to, regardless.
That's the beauty of the game. You get another chance next week to back it up and do something about it. 4:05 Sunday at Amy Park for the Storm and the Sharks clash in this weekend's NRL action. I did see a tweet yesterday from NRL journo Dean Ritchie saying that Ryan Papenhuyzen might be making a shock return. Can you clarify the situation with Ryan, please?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation all over the place this week, actually. That was one that came out yesterday, and the one before the day before was that he wasn't going to play again this year. So it's somewhere in between both of those. Like anything in life, it's in between those. It's a frustrating injury for first of all, Paps himself, but for the club and our supporters. We've just one we've got to be patient. He's coming along slowly but surely. He's not far away from returning to full training. Once he can do that, he will get 4 weeks under his belt. And then we can start talking about his return from there. So, look, we're confident that he'll play again this year. We can't guarantee it, but we're very confident that he will. And, they said he's not too far away from that full training, but he'll need a bit of work before we think about playing. So it's still a little while off, but we're confident of that happening.
Can you sense that the players are waiting for him to come back a bit? Like, big names and star players are significant in any sport. Doesn't matter what level it is, but they're significant. And when they're out there, there's always a different dynamic. Can you sense that there's a bit of an edge in the players to get him back out there?
Oh, they'd certainly love him back, but in terms of waiting for him, no, probably not, to be honest with you. I think probably early in the year that they were, but I think when we could realise that it's going to be a long time that he comes back, the mindset by the players is that we're going to work with what we've got. And I must say, Nick Meaney, who plays his 100th NRL game on Sunday, he's been one of our best players this year. And so, you know, we've got a pretty good replacement in Nick Meaney, and we're really confident and really happy with the way he's gone this year. And I think the mindset now is when Paps does come back, it's going to be a bonus rather than waiting for him. I think, you know, that's something that I think we've done really well. Early on, maybe, yes, but certainly the last 2 or so months, it's been, you know, Nick Meaney's our fullback, and if Paps comes back, or when he comes back, it'll be a bonus, and that'll be a great plus going into the final. But at this stage, no, we're in pretty good mindset in that area.
Yeah, and just on, we mentioned before, Origin, I gave you the out with Origin and tried to soften the blow a bit from the weekend's performance. Do you have to manage the Origin players through this period, or do they do all the work that everyone else does?
No, definitely manage. I think it's something we've got experience in, and I think we're a bit lucky too. And again, that's probably in years gone by. We've had a lot more than just the two players that we had playing last week, and Welshy was the 19th man. The boys came straight out of Origin. They trained with the team last week and they played. We haven't seen them since Sunday. From a physical point of view, they're pretty good. But they've come in and done their own weights and their own running and in their own time. But we won't see until Saturday morning in the captain's run. I think it's important that they have that mental and emotional break from a team environment after being in a big build-up to an Origin and then backing up playing in a game for us. So we give them the full week off from the team environment, and they'll come back in on Saturday, do the captain's run, and play on Sunday.
Okay, looking forward to that. And did I see Jason Riles is coming home?
Yeah, big Riles, he's back. It's great. I mean, he was been offered the head coach of the St George Dragons, and for him to turn it down to come back to the our club is fantastic for us. It was a big decision for him, but he'll be back in some capacity next year. We're still working out his role. He'll do a number of things from helping the coaches to helping our pathways and recruitment. And yeah, he's going to be a big asset for us come 2024. But a bit of work to do before 2024, Huff.
Yeah, true. That is true. Always look forward to chatting to you, Frank. It's certainly a great insight into what's happening at the Melbourne Storm. The Sharks on Sunday at Amy Park is the next challenge. We appreciate your time. Send our best to the boys. Go get them.
No, very looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Frank Panizzi with us, footy manager of the Melbourne Storm.